USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. It's billed as a bipartisan bill to raise the debt ceiling and roll back some federal spending. But there is bipartisan agreement among some House members that the bill just doesn't cut it.
You got to turn your spending curve down, and this bill does not do that.
Arizona Republican Andy Biggs tells Fox News he's a no. So is Washington State Democrat Pramila Jayapal, the chair of the Progressive Caucus.
They, you know, should have passed the debt ceiling without all of this. This negotiation could have happened later. And so people do feel like we're being held hostage.
Leaders from both parties believe they will have the votes to pass the bill tonight. If it passes, it heads to the Senate, where Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy says it also needs to pass.
I think we need to take an up or down vote on this by the end of the week, and I imagine we will find a pathway to do that.
The Treasury Secretary says without a debt ceiling increase, the federal government will begin defaulting on its bills by Monday. Yet another name will enter the GOP presidential race. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will reportedly launch his campaign next week during a town hall in New Hampshire. Crews in Davenport, Iowa will not demolish an apartment building just yet, as five people remain missing after the structure partially collapsed last week. The mayor says they believe that two of the missing are in the rubble. Amazon's new mandate that workers spend at least 3 days a week in the office isn't sitting well. In fact, some 1,700 people are expected to walk out of their offices today as they call for more flexibility with Amazon's remote work. It's a third round of layoffs for the investment firm Goldman Sachs. It cut about 3,000 jobs in January, this round about 250. A new Gallup survey says just 18% of those asked say they are satisfied with the state of the USA. About a third of Democrats are good with the way things are, just one quarter of Republicans. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Police in Millburn, New Jersey are searching for two suspects in a terrifying attack on a mailman earlier this month.
The mail carrier, whose name has not been released, was chased, jumped, and punched by two men while delivering the mail midday May 12th. He flagged down a car for help. The letter carrier told police his attackers were lying in wait and got what they were after.
They took the arrow key.
That's the key for the blue post office boxes around Millburn. The mailman had been on the job for just 2 days. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
The youngest and one of the last surviving members of the cult led by Charles Manson is closer to getting out of prison on parole. Leslie Van Houten admitted to taking part in one of the Manson cult's murders in 1969. She served 54 years of a life sentence. California Governor Gavin Newsom has blocked Van Houten's parole in the past, saying the 73-year-old is still dangerous. An appeals court's now reversed Newsom's decision. If he doesn't appeal, Van Houten could be out in a few weeks. A new survey suggests most teachers in the USA would feel less safe if they were armed. The nonpartisan RAND Corporation surveyed teachers all over the country, and only 1 in 5 said they think schools would be safer with armed teachers. Most said schools would be less safe, and that active shooters are not their top safety concern. Most put bullying and cyberbullying at the top of the list. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.